The leader of Iran's Islamic Revolution calls for the continued condemnation of the desecration of the shrine of a close companion of Prophet Muhammad by foreign-backed extremist groups in Syria. Ayatollah Sayyid Ali Khamenei said that such incidents are aimed at fanning the flames of hostility between Shia and Sunni Muslims. The leader hailed the Shia community for its response to the incident, saying they showed that they're not deceived by the enemy's plots. He also praised the Sunni brothers who condemned the incident. Ayatollah Khamenei warned that such sacrilegious acts could spread if Muslim scholars and political figures fail to condemn them. The Al-Qaeda-affiliated Al-Nusra group has claimed responsibility for the destruction of the shrine of Hujr bin Adi and the exhumation of his remains in Syria. Ayatollah Khamenei made the remarks during a meeting with Iranian officials in charge of holding the June 14th presidential election. Well, to discuss that a bit further, now joined by Mr. Intifat Qanber, who is a political analyst, who is joining us live now from Beirut. Sir, thanks a lot for joining us now. The leader has called for the continued condemnation of the desecration of this shrine. Do you believe that Muslim leaders throughout the region will heed his call?
Well, you know, Islam is completely far away from such heinous acts. Islam is an inclusive, peaceful religion that has spread throughout the whole world in history through its great values of tolerance and peace and spread of justice, not through demolishing and killing of others as we see by the Wahhabi, by the Wahhabis and their and Al-Qaeda today. This incident of demolishing shrines in Syria reminds me of the abolishing of shrines and holy graves in even in Mecca and in Medina in Saudi Arabia, what is called Saudi Arabia today, by the Saudi government under the title of Islam, and Islam has nothing to do with it. It shows that this idea spread out from Saudi Arabia to these extremist groups, which has nothing to do with Islam, using Islam unjustifiably to kill people, to demolish shrines. These shrines are respected by the Muslims all over the world, and Muslims all over history never has demolished shrines, and this is something new, idea of probably destroying Islam rather than building Islam, God forbidden, by spreading these ideas which distort the real great picture of Islam.
So, Mr. Qanber, going forward then, what does this say essentially about the situation in Syria?
Well, this is the whole discussion about, and it is rightful for the people to ask, the Syrian people to ask for reforms, and the Syrian government itself has acknowledged the need for reforms. All countries, friends of Syria, has acknowledged this reform is needed. However, this reform shall not come at the hands of killers and Al-Qaeda fighters who are coming to destroy the country and destroy Syria. I think under the banner of democratization of Syria, we are witnessing now the demolishing and the obliteration of Syria by extremist groups who have no respect for humankind or for anything on the ground. Even the animals and the plants are not safe from those killers. I think the transition of Syria has to come in the hand of the Syrian people through peaceful means and through negotiation and through political means.
All right, we'll have to leave it for now, but of course we do appreciate your insight. That was Mr. Intifat Qanber speaking to us live from Beirut.